Well, good evening once again.
Dobro večer ponovo.
Today we will try and continue with our story.
Večeras nastavljamo našu priču.
And see if we can find some more solutions to the many problems.
Da vidimo da li možemo pronaći još neka rešenja na mnogobrojne probleme.
Remember we talked about the fossils and we talked about the geological column.
Sjećate se, govorili smo o fosilima i o geološkom stubu.
And we got as far as the dinosaurs yesterday.
Stigli smo do dinosaurusa sinoć.
But we didn't speak about the mammals.
Ali nismo govorili o sisarima.
Now the mammals are found largely in the top section of the geological column.
Sisari se nalaze uglavnom u gornjem delu geološkog stuba.
And between these two layers, the Mesozoic and the Cenozoic,
a između ova dva sloja, mezozojskog i kenozojskog,
there is a layer which is called the Cretaceous.
Postoji sloj koji se naziva kreda.
And Cretaceous means chalk layer.
Kreda, kod nas se tako bukvalno i kaže, znači kreda kojom se piše po tabli.
Now this is a very interesting layer.
Ovo je zanimljiv sloj.
Because chalk,
jer kreda,
consists of very interesting creatures. There it is.
Ona se sastoji od vrlo zanimljivih stvorenja. Evo je ovde slojevi krede.
Those are the white cliffs of Dover.
Ovo su bele stene Dovera.
Those are some of the thicker chalk layers on this planet.
Jedni od najdebljih slojeva krede na planeti.
Now the interesting thing about this layer,
zanimljiva stvar o ovom sloju,
is that it is a universal layer.
Jeste da je jedinstven.
And it stretches from continent to continent.
I proteže se od kontinenta do kontinenta.
In some areas it's thick like here, and in other areas it's a lot thinner.
U nekim predelima je vrlo debeo, drugde je tanak.
Which means, of course,
što svakako znači,
that the whole earth must have been underwater.
Da je cela planeta morala biti pod vodom.
Now, these layers consist of coccolith shells. These are shells of algae.
Ovi slojevi se sastoje od oklopčića malih algi.
And here you have foraminifera shells. These are unicellular organisms.
A ovde imamo oklope foraminifera, to su jednoćelijski životinski organizmi.
And these are marine organisms.
A to su morski organizmi, jedni i drugi.
Now it's very interesting that nothing like that happens today. Nothing like that happens today.
Ništa slično kao formiranje ovih slojeva se danas ne dešava.
Because our oceans are deep.
Jer su okeani duboki.
And when the algae at the top die,
a kada alge sa vrha izumiru, sa iz gornje površine vode izumiru,
or the foraminifera die,
ili foraminifere umiru,
they settle down in the ocean.
One se talože u okeanu.
But before they reach bottom, those tiny shells are all dissolved again.
Ali pre nego što dospeju do dna, ove majušne školjkice se već rastvore.
But in some areas, like in the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, for example,
ali na srednjeatlantskom grebenu, hvala.
There you will have high mountains under the ocean.
Postoje visoke podvodne planine.
And if you go diving there,
i ako tamo ronite,
then you'll see that the tops of the mountain are white, as though they have snow on them.
Vidjet ćete da su vrhovi tih podvodnih planina beli, kao da su prekriveni snegom.
That's because the shells haven't dissolved by the time they get there, so they lie on top of these mountains.
To je zato što se ove ljušture nisu rastvorile pre nego što su dospele do dna, pa tako leže na vrhu tih podvodnih planina.
Actually, we can go home.
Zapravo, možemo pođemo kući.
Actually, we can say we're finished with the evolution theory.
Možemo reći, kad smo to videli, završili smo s evolucionom teorijom.
Because if there is a universal layer of chalk from continent to continent,
jer ako postoji univerzalni sloj krede koji se proteže duž svih kontinenta,
lying on the same subrock on every continent,
i leže na svakoj steni u kontinentu,
that means everything was underwater at the same time,
to znači da je sve bilo pod vodom u isto vreme.
And that puts an end to the evolution theory. Goodbye, it's finished.
I to zapravo zabija nožu u evolucionu teoriju i kažem, završili smo s njom.
But let's be nice and continue anyway.
Ali hajde da budemo fini i da nastavimo.
So now, when this settles out,
kada se sve ovo staložilo,
you saw that it made some thick layers.
Vidite da je stvorilo prilično debele slojeve.
And people used to think, but that must take millions of years for thick layers like that to form.
A ljudi kažu ili misle da je trebalo milione godina da se ovako debeli slojevi formiraju.
And they also look at coral islands.
Pogledajte koralna ostrva.
And they say, well, coral grows very slowly.
I kažu budući da korali rastu vrlo sporo.
So this coral must have taken hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years to grow.
Ti korali su morali rasti hiljadama i desetinama hiljada, ako ne više godina, da bi izrasli do veličine ostrva.
But today, of course, with our knowledge of algal blooms in disturbed ecologies,
ali sa današnjim znanjem o cvetanju algi, cvetanju mora, zbog poremećene ekološke ravnoteže,
we know that even the thickness of the white cliffs of Dover,
znamo da čak i debljina debelih stena krede u Doveru
can be accounted for in 200 to 300 years.
Može da nastane za 200 do 300 godina.
And also, of course, coral,
a takođe i korali,
grows best if it is away from the bright sunlight.
Najbolje rastu ukoliko nisu suviše blizu površine, odnosno blještavog sunčevog sjaja.
But it doesn't grow in the absence of sunlight.
Ali takođe ne rastu ni bez prisustva svetla.
So now we have a problem.
Sad imamo problem.
If you go to the Pacific,
ako odete do Pacifika,
there's an island called Inuitak.
Postoji ostrvo ovog imena.
It's 1500 meters from the bottom to the top.
1500 metara ima od vrha do dna ovog ostrva. Od dna do vrha.
And it's coral.
I to je koralno ostrvo.
Question.
Pitanje.
Did it grow from the bottom up?
Da li je raslo, dakle, od dna ka vrhu?
Impossible.
Nemoguće.
Because coral doesn't grow if it's less than 50 feet from the surface.
Jer korali ne rastu na dubini veće od 50 stopa.
So there's only one other solution.
Postoji samo jedno drugo rešenje.
The ocean floor must have been there at the top.
Mora da je okeansko dno bilo tu negde bliže površini.
And as the ocean floor went down slowly,
i kako se polako spuštalo okeansko dno,
the rate of drop could not have been faster than the rate of grow of the coral.
Znači, brzina spuštanja okeanskog dna nije mogla biti veća nego što je brzina rasta korala.
In other areas in the Pacific you have dead coral islands, fossil islands at the bottom of the ocean.
U ostalim delovima Pacifika imate mrtva koralna ostrva koja su prosto fosilna koralna ostrva.
And they also must have been at the top, otherwise it couldn't have grown in the first place.
I oni su morali biti negde pri površini vode, jer u protivnom korali ne bi mogli da rastu.
So here that must have gone down too fast for the coral to keep on growing, so it died.
I mora da su se, znači, ovo dno se spuštalo prebrzo, tako da korali nisu mogli da nastave da rastu, jer su već bili ispod nivoa gde ima dovoljno svetlosti.
So this tells us that the ocean could not have been as deep in the past.
To nam govori da okeani nisu mogli biti tako duboki u prošlosti.
And that it went down afterwards.
I da se zapravo dno spustilo.
And even Inuitak, which is 1400 meters.
I čak i ovo ostrvo koje je debelo, da kažemo 1500 metara.
At the present rate of coral growth.
Sa sadašnjom brzinom rasta korala.
Can be accounted for in just over 1000 years.
Moglo je nastati za svega 1000 godina.
So you don't need millions of years.
Dakle, ne trebaju milioni godina za nastanak.
The Great Barrier Reef, 200 to 250 years to account for all that coral.
Isto je ovaj sprud, veliki sprud.
Great Barrier Reef in Australia?
Okay, u Australiji.
Yeah. Now here's a very interesting story.
Za kratko vreme. Kao što je spomenuto.
These are two mountain ranges in the United States.
Evo jedne zanimljive priče. Ovo su dva planinska lanca u Sjedinjenim Državama.
The one is the Beartooth Mountains and the other one is the Bighorn Mountains.
Jedan je medveđi zub, a drugi je veliki rog.
And here is a fault line.
A evo ovde njihovog raseda, linije raseda.
And in the valley in between you have the layers of the geological column.
A u dolini između njih imate slojeve geološkog stuba.
Now obviously this mountain must have been uplifted and this one too.
Očigledno su obe planine morale biti izdignute.
And this one uplifted very quickly.
Ova se vrlo brzo izdigla.
So that the earth tore and there's a fault line.
I ona je prosto napravila ovu liniju raseda, iskidala.
So originally before these mountains were there.
Znači prvo pre nego što su te planine bile tamo.
When we still had the flat oceans and the flat layers.
Dok smo imali ravno okeansko dno ili ravne slojeve.
You must take this line down in your mind's eye to this level.
Spustite, zamislite da su ove linije planine tu na nivou donje linije.
And this one too. Make it a straight line in your mind.
Dakle, zamislite da su ravna linija ovi planine.
And these layers cover everything all the way through.
I znači sve u ovom jednom sloju.
And in those layers you have all the fossils we talked about last night buried.
I u ovim slojevima imate sve fosile o kojima smo sinoć govorili, zatrpane.
These are the same layers you would find in the Grand Canyon.
Ovo su isti slojevi koje možete videti u Grand Canyonu.
And now the waters cover it.
Sada ako bi voda sve prekrivala.
Now what would be in the water?
Šta bi bilo u vodi?
Everything that floats.
Sve što pliva.
Now what floats?
Šta pluta?
You would find floating in the water. You would find animals like birds and mammals.
Možete naći znači ptice i sisare koji plivaju po površini,
plutaju. Because we call them floaters and bloaters. They blow up and they float.
Znači oni se prosto naduvaju i mogu da plivaju.
And you would find trees that float in the top.
Također možete videti i drveta koja plivaju.
So after a massive catastrophe like that, you would find a lot of dead animals and trees and debris floating in the water.
I znači, posle katastrofe, kao što je mogao biti potop, našli biste mnoštvo mrtvih životinja i ostataka biljnih.
Now you lift the mountains up.
I sada izdignete ove planine.
Notice that the layers of the bottom are folded up on the sides of the mountain.
Vidite da su ovi slojevi pri dnu savijeni kao što se savijala planina.
What does that tell us?
Šta nam to govori?
It tells us that the layers were there when the mountain was uplifted.
Govori nam da su slojevi već bili tamo kada se planina uzdizala.
Is that right? Otherwise they couldn't have bent up.
Ili tako, u protivnom ne bi mogli da se iskrive.
So they were there.
Dakle, bili su tamo.
The mountain came up and they went up with it on the sides.
Planina se izdizala, a oni su se uz padine isto tako savijali.
It also tells us that they must have been soft or else they would have just...
Također ova scena nam govori da oni mora da su bili meki u to vreme, ovi slojevi.
That's logical,
tako da se nisu prelomili. To je logično, zar ne?
But look, here's another layer over there, the Cenozoic. That's the younger layers.
Pogledajte, ima još jedan sloj tu, to je kenozoijski sloj, to je mlađi sloj.
And between the two, of course, you'd have your chalk.
A između ta dva, naravno, imate kredu.
Which shows that it was underwater.
Koja pokazuje da su ovi slojevi bili pod vodom.
But notice that the green layers are not bent up.
A vidite, ovi zeleni slojevi nisu savijeni.
What does that tell us?
Šta nam to govori?
That they weren't there when the mountain was uplifted.
Znači da oni nisu bili tamo u vreme kada se planina izdizala.
They must have formed after the uplift.
Mora da su se pojavili posle izdizanja planine.
Now, if this red material used to be on the top there,
da je ovaj
this all this.
Znači, ako su ovi slojevi, materijal u njima, crveni slojevi bili tamo, kada se planina uzdizala?
Where is it now?
Gde je sada?
Where is it now? Yeah. It's been washed down by the water running down.
Dakle, znači, sprani su ti slojevi, sa vrha mora biti.
So the waters rushed down and buried everything.
Dakle, voda je kuljala i sve zatrpavala.
With this mud.
Zajedno sa blatom.
And what you have over there is a little mountain.
A ono što imate ovde je jedno brdo.
Which is a relic of what used to be up there.
Koje je zapravo jedan ostatak onoga što je nekad bilo na vrhu.
Because this little mountain consists of the same material as the stuff down here.
Jer se ovo brdo na vrhu sastoji od istog materijala kao i ove stvari dole gde pokazuju.
So very easy to explain with a catastrophic flood model.
Znači ovo je vrlo moguće i vrlo lako objasniti katastrofičkim modelom potopa.
Before the mountains were there, the layers covered everything.
Pre nego što su planine postojale, ovi slojevi su sve prekrili.
Then the mountains uplifted.
Zatim su se planine uzdigle.
Everything washed down.
Sve je bilo sprano.
Burying all the floating animals.
Zakopavajući, zatrpavajući sve što je plutalo tu na vodi.
But before everything was washed down.
Ali pre nego što je sve bilo sprato.
The water was gone.
Vode je već nestalo.
So we have a relic up there.
Tako da imamo ove relikvije, ostatke.
Now science doesn't accept this rapid model.
Ali nauka ne prihvata ovaj model brzog nastanka.
Because it's put millions of years into there.
Jer
put millions of years
jer stavljaju milione godina u sve ovo.
Then its major problem is to explain how these are bent if they were millions of years old and solid rock.
I problem je onda objasniti kako su se ovi slojevi iskrivili ukoliko su to stene koje su bile čvrste već tim
periodom. Plus, it has to explain the presence of this mountain up there.
A jako teško mogu i da objasne prisustvo ovog brda na vrhu planine.
Which is now not a relic, but somehow got up there.
Koji mora da je ostatak.
It's not a relic to them, it somehow got up there.
Za njih, dakle, to nije ostatak onog što je tu pre bilo, nego je prosto moralo tu nekako da nastane.
So they use a process which they call thrusting, pushing, thrusting.
Oni koriste za za objašnjavanje ovoga, oni koriste
thrusting to push.
Okay, guranje, znači neku silu guranja koja je morala.
And they push this mountain uphill.
I prosto po njima ovo brdo na vrhu planine moralo je biti odgurano gore.
10,000 feet.
10,000 stopa.
Until they get it up there.
Pre nego što je ta planina tu, brdo na vrhu planine.
Now there it is.
Postalo. Evo, vidite scenu.
It's sitting on pre-cambrium rock.
Sedi na prekambrijumskim stenama.
It doesn't look like it's ever been pushed.
Ne izgleda kao da je ikad bilo gurano.
There are no thrust lines, nothing to indicate that it was moved uphill by anything.
Nema nikakvih tragova uspinjanja guranjem ovog.
And it's irritating to them because there it sits.
I naučnike stvarno iritira ovo brdo na vrhu planine jer ono postoji.
And it's definitely Paleozoic and Mesozoic. It's got fish and stuff in it.
A ono je paleozoiskog ili mezozoiskog porekla jer ima ribe.
But now remember, I told you that all the floating animals would be buried.
Ali zapamtite, rekao sam da bi sve životinje koje su plutale bile zakopane.
By the way, the mountain gets its name from that little thing that looks like a bear's tooth.
A uzgred budi rečeno, planina dobija ime po ovom šiljku koji izgleda kao medveđi zub.
Now if you look at those green layers, the Cenozoic, that's the top layer.
Ako se setite onih zelenih slojeva iz Kenozoika,
you find something else that's very interesting.
Nalazite još nešto što je zaista zanimljivo.
They're full of animal bones.
Puni su životinskih kostiju.
Now in some areas they're full of broken bones like this.
U nekim područjima kosti su izlomljene kao u ovom slučaju.
And in other areas of the world,
a u drugim delovima sveta,
where the chalk is thinner,
gde je sloj krede tanji,
they're not so broken.
Nisu toliko izlomljene.
So what happened here?
Šta se tu desilo?
Do you think it's possible that in some areas the continent came up quite early?
Da li mislite da je moguće bilo da se u nekim delovima sveta kontinent uzdigao dosta ranije?
And these mammals were buried?
I njegovi sisari, tu postojeći, su bili zatrpani.
And they are in mass graves.
I oni su u masovnim grobnicama.
But in other areas where more rotting took place,
a u drugim područjima gde je bilo više vremena da te životinje istrunu,
we have this. So we have bone chips of mammals.
Imamo izlomljene kosti sisara.
And in other areas we have that.
U drugim područjima imamo ovakve masovne.
Now what does that look like to you?
Na šta vam ovo liči?
Chance fossilization over millions of years?
Slučajna fosilizacija tokom miliona godina?
Or does that look like a mass grave?
Ili vam to liči na masovnu grobnicu?
You tell me what it looks like.
Vi mi recite na šta liči.
Let's go a little further.
Da malo idemo dalje.
I'll take you to the British Museum of Natural History.
U Muzej prirodne istorije u Britanski muzej prirodne istorije u Londonu.
And you will find this fossil there.
I tamo vidite ovaj fosil.
And many like it.
Mnogima se on sviđa.
And let's read what they themselves say. These are all evolutionists.
Da vidimo šta su oni sami napisali, jer svi koji rade u muzeju su evolucionisti, naravno.
It says mammal graveyard.
Kaže groblje sisara.
The fossilized remains of an antelope.
Fosilizovani ostaci antilope.
A gazelle.
Gazele.
A horse.
Konja.
A carnivore.
Mesoždera.
Are all preserved in this slab.
Su svi zajedno u ovoj gromadi sačuvani.
The fossils are surrounded by floodplain deposits.
Fosili su bili okruženi ostacima poplave.
Suggesting that the animals were swept together by torrential floods.
Sugerišući da su životinje bile zbrisane zajedno stravičnom poplavom.
There is no weathering and little damage to the fossils.
Nema uticaja vremenskih prilika, znači nisu uništeni erozijom i vrlo malo ima štete na fosilima.
So they must have been buried rapidly.
Tako da mora da su brzo zatrpani.
So here you have a horse, a carnivore, a gazelle, all kinds of animals.
Imate konja, gazelu, mesoždere, sve zajedno zatrpane.
And in other places you have a huge graveyard with thousands of different mammals lying in it.
A na drugim mestima imate također masovne grobnice gde su hiljade sisara zatrpani zajedno.
Now surely that is a flood catastrophe.
To je svakako potop, katastrofa koja se desila prilikom potopa.
Here was the Bangladesh flood.
Ovo je poplava u Bangladešu.
And you'll see all the dead animals and bodies lying and floating in the water.
Vidite sva ova telesa životinja koje su udavljene kako zajedno plutaju.
So if they were now all buried in a mudslide, you would have exactly the same thing.
Da su zatrpani kojim slučajem nekim tokom blata, imali biste istu scenu koju ste videli tamo.
You find fossils of literally thousands of animals lying buried rapidly.
Te fosile bukvalno hiljada životinja koje leže zatrpane zajedno.
In some areas you find hundreds of whales in one big massive graveyard.
Negde nalazite po stotine kitova u jednoj ogromnoj zajedničkoj grobnici.
Some buried upright going through all the layers of the Cenozoicum.
Neki su čak zatrpani vertikalno prolazeći kroz više kenozoiskih slojeva.
Which makes a total mockery of the millions of years supposedly in those layers.
Što pravi prosto izvinite sprdnju sa tvrdnjama o hiljadama godina potrebnim da se formiraju ovi slojevi.
Now remember this model of ours speaks of turbidites under the water as well.
Naš model potopa govori o onim tokovima blata i turbulencijama ispod vode.
So now if you look over here in the British Museum,
i ako pogledate ove eksponate Britanskog muzeja,
you find these fossils.
Nalazite ove fosile.
And they say buried alive.
Zakopani živi.
These sea urchins together with some starfish and sea lilies.
Ovi morski ježevi zajedno sa morskim zvezdama i morskim ljiljanima.
Were buried very rapidly, retaining their spines.
Zakopani su vrlo brzo, te su im se i bodlje održale.
Now they cannot even use a floodplain anymore.
Čak ne mogu da koriste ni
a floodplain of a river.
Okay, ne mogu znači da koriste kao izgovor za nastanak ovakvih fosila ni potop, poplavu reke.
Because they're now under the ocean.
Jer su oni nađeni naravno u okeanu.
So you see there's huge amount of evidence for catastrophic flood deposition.
Dakle imate enormnu količinu činjenica koje govore u prilog katastrofičnom potopu.
And then if you look at the fossils again, you will find orientation in stream direction.
Ako pogledate u ove fosile morske, opet vidite da su svi leže u jednom pravcu.
That also destroys the uniformitarian principle of slow fossilization over years.
To također onemogućava primjenu uniformističkog principa koji govori da su fosili nastajali slučajno, slučajnim taloženjem, sporim procesima.
Then you find something else very interesting in those upper layers.
A u višim slojevima nalazite još nešto vrlo zanimljivo.
Here are green leaves.
Evo zelenih listova.
And notice that they're also stream orientated.
I vidite da oni svi leže u istom pravcu kako je struja tekla.
Nothing like that happens today.
A ništa slično se ne događa danas.
But it's interesting that if there would have been a rising of the ground again after a flood.
Zanimljivo je da ukoliko je posle potopa ponovo dolazilo do uzdizanja tla,
then seeds in that material.
Onda bi seme koje se nalazilo u tom materijalu,
even if they were in seawater for a whole year,
čak i da je bilo u morskoj vodi celu godinu,
because seawater acts like a granary.
Jer morska voda zapravo deluje kao neka vrsta konzervansa.
Yeah, like a storehouse for grain.
Zapravo kao neki silos za skladištenje žitarica.
Because seawater is at 1000 milliosmolar. Has a high concentration.
Okay, znači visok osmotski pritisak.
That's right, high osmotic
koncentraciju ima.
And seeds have a lower osmotic concentration. Seeds.
Okay. A seme ima nisku osmotski pritisak.
That's like keeping them absolutely bone dry under the water.
To je prosto kao da ih čuvate na suvom pod vodom.
Then when you add fresh water, they grow.
I ako im dodate slatku vodu, počinju da rastu.
So how long before growth would regenerate?
Dakle, koliko bi prošlo vremena pre nego što se rast biljaka obnovio?
Now we have marvelous ecological examples in the world today.
Imamo briljantne primere ekologije, ekološke primere u današnjem svijetu.
Mount St. Helens, classical case.
Klasičan slučaj je planina Sveta Helena.
Total destruction of the ecology.
Potpuno uništenje ekologije, znači životne sredine.
And within just 10 years there were even trees growing and the grasses and things were reestablished.
I za samo 10 godina čak su i drveta počela da rastu i trava se obnovila.
After just one month there were short shrubs already.
Već su niski žbunovi počeli da rastu posle mjesec dana.
Now where would you get a lot of green leaf deposit?
A odakle se onda stvaraju ovi nanosi i talozi zelenog lišća?
What tears green leaves off trees?
Šta izgoni ili tera lišće da opada sa drveća?
You just had it here the other day.
To vam se samo pre neki dan ovde desilo.
A great wind.
Veliki vetar.
It's interesting that the Bible talks about a great wind which dried out the land.
Zanimljivo je da Biblija govori o velikom vetru koji je isušio zemlju posle potopa.
So here you have all this floating material.
Dakle, ovdje imate sav taj plutajući materijal.
And if you look at the upper layers, then you have a lot of algal deposits, which shows that it was very wet.
I ako ovdje u gornjim slojevima imate depozite algi, koji govore da je ovo sve bilo veoma vlažno.
And swamp deposits.
I depozite barskog bilja, močvarnog bilja.
So the restabilizing of the earth would also be inundated with mini catastrophes.
Znači,
of the earth.
Znači, ponovno uspostavljanje zemlje.
There must have been many catastrophes as the earth came back up, right?
Okay, znači dok se uspostavljala ponovo ravnoteža na zemlji posle potopa, bilo je manjih lokalnih katastrofa.
You'll also find over here algal plants.
Ovdje
like
nalazite alge.
Did you know that the journal Nature reported?
Da li znate da je časopis Nature izvestio?
That just 2000 years ago.
Da pre 2000 godina.
The whole of Ethiopia was still wet.
Cela Etiopija je bila vlažna.
Because you have hordes of freshwater snails in the layers in 2000 years ago in Ethiopia.
U slojevima koji su stari 2000 godina u Etiopiji imate veliku količinu slatkovodnih fosilnih puževa.
You would never guess that because today it's desert.
Nikad vam to ne bi palo na pamet jer tamo je sada pustinja.
These are dragonfly nests.
Ovdje smo vidjeli viline konjice.
And of course you have insects.
I druge insekte.
And then we have some information about the climate.
A iz fosila dobijamo i informacije o klimi.
Immediately after such a catastrophe.
Neposredno posle takve jedne katastrofe.
Because these green leaves that must have grown immediately afterwards.
Jer ako su zeleni listovi počeli da bujaju odmah posle katastrofe.
Can tell us something about the weather.
To nam može reći nešto o vremenu.
For example, in Europe you will find beechwood like here.
U Evropi biste našli ovu biljku.
You will find butterflies such as this one in the fossils, and there's the living one.
Evo znači fosilizovanog i živućeg živog primjerka leptira.
Of course, science will never admit that it's one and the same species.
Naravno, nauka nikad ne bi priznala da je u pitanju ista vrsta.
They must be millions of years apart.
Ma oni mora da su milionima godina razdvojeni.
But then in Europe you also find this fossil, which is Persian ironwood.
A onda u Evropi možete da nađete i ovaj fosil, to je persijsko gvozdeno drvo.
That tells us that the climate in Europe was a lot warmer than it is today.
Budući da je to vjerovatno tropsko drvo, to nam govori da je klima u Evropi morala biti mnogo toplija nego što je danas.
Plus Siberia must have been very warm.
A i Sibir mora da je bio veoma topao.
Because you have huge quantities of animals like digging animals and all kinds of mammals in Siberia.
Jer tamo nalazite veliko mnoštvo faune, uključujući neke rovčice, životinje koje kopaju.
Now warm climates mean warm oceans.
Topla klima znači i topli okeani.
So if the fountains of the great deep came forth.
Ako su izvori velikog bezdana izbili na površinu.
And today some of those fountains are at 360 degrees centigrade.
A neki od tih vrelih izvora danas imaju temperaturu 360 stepeni.
And from the type of algae that was growing.
I po vrstama algi koje su rasle.
We can postulate nice warm oceans just under 30 degrees, 28, 27 degrees centigrade.
Možemo pretpostaviti da je tamo postojao fini topao okean negde ispod 30 stepeni, 28, 29.
So, if the earth was covered by water relatively recently,
ako je dakle zemlja bila prekrivena vodom relativno nedavno,
then there must be evidence for that.
Onda za to mora postojati i dokaz, činjenice u prilogu.
If you go to the Sahara,
ako odete u Saharu,
then there's evidence that 2000 years ago there was lots of water.
I tamo ima dokaza da je pre 2000 godina tamo postojalo mnogo vode.
If you look over here at Lake Lahontan, which is a well, today the relic of that is Great Salt Lake.
Ako vidite, ako pogledate ovo što se nekad zvalo jezero Lahontan, a veliko slano jezero je ostatak tog jezera nekadašnjeg.
Right on top, that shows that there was lots of water covering the earth not so long ago.
Upravo na vrhovima, vjerovatno po obodima jezera, vidite da je nedavno tu bila voda.
Yeah, just 300 years ago.
I to je bilo pre svega 300 godina.
When the first Americans started settling in the United States.
Kad su prvi Amerikanci počeli da se naseljavaju u Sjedinjenim Državama.
They used to row over huge lake areas.
Oni su veslali preko ogromnih jezera.
That today are all farmland, dried up lakes.
A danas je to plodna zemlja koja se koristi za uzgajanje.
Now one argument that is used against a short chronology.
Argument koji je korišćen protiv kratke hronologije, znači kratke istorije zemlje,
is mud layers in lakes.
Su slojevi blata u jezerima.
They're called valves.
Koji se zovu ovako, nemamo prevod.
And the idea is that they're like tree rings.
Oni se prosto koriste kao godovi drveta za datiranje.
And every season they say a valve is deposited.
Svake sezone stvara se jedan ovakav depozit.
So in some lakes you will find 100,000 or more valves.
Tako da u nekim jezerima imate 100,000 ovakvih slojeva čak.
Well, 100,000 valves, if they are year events, that would blow a short chronology right out of the water, if you'll excuse the pun.
Ako koristite ove jezerske godove, nazovimo ih tako, za datiranje starosti zemlje, onda je kompletno palo u vodu teorija o kratkoj istoriji zemlje, o kratkoj hronologiji.
Unless, of course, the valves aren't year rings.
Naravno, ukoliko ti godovi nastaju na godišnjem nivou, znači jedan
here's a very convenient leaf.
Evo jednog vrlo zgodnog lista.
And it's buried in valves.
On je zakopan u ovim godovima.
And I'm sure you can count them with me. There's one.
Siguran sam da možete zajedno sa mnom da izbrojite koliko slojeva on zahvata.
Two.
Dva, jedan, dva.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 48 years this leaf was waiting to be buried.
40 godina ovaj list je čekao da bude zatrpan.
Do you believe it?
Jel verujete u tako nešto?
That's one tough leaf.
To je jedan list,
obično. Today we know that valves are caused by an event, like a wind.
Danas se ti godovi jezera prosto nastaju sa jednim pojedinačnim događajem, kao što je vetar, oluja.
A rainstorm.
Oluja.
So they are not year rings at all, and you cannot use them as an argument for age.
Oni se ne mogu znači koristiti kao dokaz za godišnje taloženje.
Now, if we look at the mammals in the top layer,
i ne možete datirati starost jezera po tome. Like ako pogledate sisare,
like this bat, for example,
u višim slojevima, kao što je ovaj slepi miš,
you will see that they are exactly like mammals today.
Možete vidjeti da su potpuno isti kao današnji sisari.
Just bigger.
Malo veći.
And the variety is greater. The variety of form is greater.
I postoji veći varijetet formi.
So you will find creatures like this.
Iako vidite stvorenja poput ovih.
And you would find rhinos, for example, with one horn or with two horns or with three horns.
Nalazite nosoroge sa jednim, dva, tri roga.
Big deal. You find rhinos today still with two horns or one horn.
I danas nalazite iste sa jednim ili dva roga.
Then of course the animals were very big.
Ali te životinje su bile prilično krupne.
But remember the plants were also big.
Ali biljke su bile povelike.
These are plants along the Gulf Stream in Scotland.
Ove biljke rastu pod uticajem golfske struje u Škotskoj.
Look how huge they are.
Pogledajte kolike su.
Why? Because the Gulf Stream makes the area warm.
Zašto? Zato što golfska struja čini ovaj deo toplim.
So you have giant elephants, which are mastodons.
Tako da imate džinovske slonove koji su zapravo mamuti.
You have giant bisons.
Džinovske bizone.
Giant sloths.
Ogromne lenjivce.
Giant horses.
Konje.
Giant saber-toothed tigers.
Ogromne sabljaste tigrove.
And people think, well, these are strange and wonderful animals that lived millions of years ago.
A ljudi misle ovo su neobične životinje koje su živele pre milione godina.
In fact, they put them between 40 and 45 million years ago.
Zapravo stavljaju ih negde 40-45 miliona godina unazad.
So the ecology must have been very good for the animals to be that large.
Mora da je životna sredina bila zaista dobra da bi ove životinje bilo ovolike.
How long do you think it takes for animals to get smaller?
Koliko mislite da je potrebno da bi se jedna vrsta životinja smanjila?
Some very interesting articles in the journal Nature.
Opet neki zanimljivi članci u časopisu Nature.
That if you take animals and you put them on an island,
ako uzmete neku grupu životinja, stavite ih, izolujete ih na ostrvu.
And the competition increases as their population grows.
I povećava se kompeticija, njihovo međusobno takmičenje kako raste populacija tih životinja.
The first adaptation to cope with that.
Prva adaptacija da bi se izborili sa tim
is a reduction in size.
Jeste redukcija veličine, smanjivanje.
In fact, in some gazelles,
kod nekih gazela,
you can get a reduction of 2/3 in size in just a few generations.
Mogu se smanjiti za 2/3 za samo nekoliko generacija.
It's So it doesn't take millions of years.
Dakle, nisu potrebni milioni godina za to.
These are insects in good years and not so good years.
Ovo su insekti u dobrim, da ne kažem plodnim godinama i u onim koji su malo lošije godine.
Huge reduction in size.
Ogromno smanjenje veličine.
And then we have some very interesting fossils.
A da pogledamo neke stvarno zanimljive fosile.
This is the La Brie tar pit.
Ovo je katransko grotlo.
Tar pit, yes.
Da li postoji neki bolji izraz? Dakle, katran se ovdje nalazi u ovoj rupi.
Okay. Now you find some interesting fossils in tar pits.
A tu gdje je katran nalazite stvarno zanimljive fosile.
Where does tar come from, by the way? Where does tar come
odakle
from?
Odakle uopšte potiče katran, asfalt?
It's decayed organic material.
To je raspadnuta organska materija.
Has more or less the same origin as oil.
Ima slično poreklo kao i nafta.
Now how many millions of years old is oil?
A koliko miliona godina je stara nafta?
Will you look over here and tell me what you see there?
Pogledajte, šta vidite ovdje?
I stood here like an idiot waiting.
Gledao sam, stajao sam ovdje kao idiot i čekao.
People must think I'm totally mad.
Mora su mislio sam stvarno.
And I waited and I waited and then when it came I went.
Čekao sam i kad se pojavio, slikao sam.
And I photographed a bubble.
Fotografisao sam mehur.
A bubble of air.
Mehur vazduha.
Now here is the tar under the ground.
Evo ovdje ovo katrana pod zemljom.
And in this area there's a crack in the ground, a fault.
A postoji pukotina u zemlji.
And because the gases of the decay underneath there.
A gasovi koji nastaju truljenjem, raspadanjem organske materije dole.
Cause pressure.
Izazivaju pritisak.
It pushes the tar up the crack and it comes out the top.
Oni potiskuju ovaj katran i oni samo plop izađu.
Now if I had a Coca-Cola bottle.
Imao sam flašu Coca-Cole.
And I put a hole in it. If I put a hole in the lid of my Coca-Cola bottle.
Ukoliko napravim rupu u svoj limenci Coca-Cole, ne flaša.
How long before my Coca-Cola would be flat?
Za koliko vremena će ona izvetriti?
Not too long, right?
Neće puno vremena.
When you open it, all the gas will be out and it tastes bad. Not that you should drink Coca-Cola in the first place, of course.
Dakle, izađe ugljen dioksid koji je čini gaziranom i vrlo brzo imaće loš ukus, ali naravno ni u kom slučaju ne treba da pijete Coca-Cola.
But this Coca-Cola bottle is still bubbling.
Ali ova boca Coca-Cola još uvek stvara mehuriće.
So it took millions of years and it's still not flat?
Dakle, milioni godina su prošli, a ona još uvek nije izvetrila.
If it was millions of years old, the gas would have escaped long ago.
Da je milionima godina stara ova naslaga, odavno bi sav gas izašao.
But back to my story.
Ali da se vratimo u moju priču.
So mastodons come and visit the tar pit.
Naiđu mamuti i tu dođu do ovog nalazišta katrana.
They think it's a lake and they walk into it.
Oni misle da je to jezero i zagaze u njega.
And then they get sucked in and they can't get out.
I prosto ih to usrče i ne mogu da se oslobode.
And they scream like animals that are going to die.
I sada vrište, zapomažu kao životinje koje su u smrtnoj opasnosti.
That attracts the carnivores and they come to get a good meal.
I to sada privlači mesoždere i oni dođu brzo da se najedu, lak obrok.
And they end up being victims themselves.
I oni završe kao žrtve.
So out of the debris, out of the tar pits, you get beautiful preserved mastodons.
Tako da u ovim ležištima katrana imate prelepo očuvane mamute.
There they're digging up a giant sloth.
Onda tu imamo ogromnog lenjivca.
That's a land sloth. That's what it looked like. That's actual size.
Ovo je kopneni lenjivac, ovako je izgledao.
Of course, these creatures lived millions of years ago.
Naravno, ova stvorenja su živjela pre miliona godina.
There's another one of them. We don't find them today.
Evo još jednog ovakvog ne nalazimo danas.
Have you heard of Richard Attenborough?
Jeste čuli za Richarda Attenborougha?
The Life on Earth series?
Serija Život na zemlji.
Big evolutionist for the BBC broadcasting.
Veliki evolucionista koji pravi emisije za BBC.
Well, anyway, It's very interesting.
Uzgred, vrlo su zanimljive.
There was an exhibition to South America.
Bila je izložba o Južnoj Americi ili
to few of scientists.
Znači naučna ta izložba.
A few years ago.
Pre nekoliko godina.
And they drove past the hacienda, a farm.
Okay, išli su ka hacijendi, ka farmi.
And there the farmer had put up a huge skin, a huge pelt.
A farmer je okačio ogromnu kožu neke životinje.
Never having seen anything like this, they went to him and said, "What's that?"
Niko od tih naučnika, znači, nije video takvu životinju ranije i šta je to?
He said, "It's an animal that I found on my farm."
Kažu, to je životinja koju sam pronašao na farmi.
And there's one or more two dead ones in a cave. One or two more dead ones in a cave.
Imam još par uginulih u kavezu.
So they went and had a look.
U pećini, izvinite.
And guess what was lying there?
I poveo ih je da pogledaju i stvarno vidjeli su tamo gdje leže.
Giant sloth with a skin still on it.
Ogromni gigantski lenjevac sa kožom koja je još uvijek bila na njemu.
So how many millions of years is it old?
Koliko dakle miliona godina mogu biti stari ti lenjevci?
So you have these big animals and that makes for age. Here's the giant bison.
Evo gigantskog bizona.
There it is as well.
Još jedan.
That's how they dig it out of the tar.
Evo kako ih iskopavaju iz katrana.
There you have the saber-toothed tiger.
Sabljasti tigar.
But they don't show you that they found other tigers with much smaller teeth as well.
Ali ne kažu vam kada prikažu ovakav fosil da su ga našli zajedno sa tigrovima sa mnogo manjim zubima.
So they pretend that this is a species by itself.
Tako da vam to predstavljaju kao da je ovo vrsta, zasebna vrsta.
When in actual fact it's just an extreme of the range that was found.
A to je zapravo samo jedan ekstrem, krajnji celog varijeteta unutar vrste.
Here's the giant wolf.
A evo i džinovskog vuka.
So everything is there except that it's bigger.
Dakle, sve vrste nama poznate tamo u zapisu postoje samo što su veće.
And the idea is that these creatures lived some 40 to 45 million years ago.
A tvrdnja koja stoji iza ovoga jeste da su ova stvorenja živjela 40 do 65 miliona godina unazad.
Remember they found the skin of one in our time.
Ne zaboravite, našli su kožu jednoga u današnje vreme, jednog sa kožom.
Okay. Now obviously the planet was warm.
Očigledno cela planeta je bila topla.
But today we have ice caps.
Ali danas imamo ledene kape.
And we have lots of ice on the north and on the south pole.
Također imamo puno leda na južnom i severnom polu.
And we have cold winters, so it cannot be like it was in the past.
A imamo i hladne zime, tako da ne može sve biti isto kao u prošlosti.
And Siberia cannot support giant elephants anymore.
A u Sibiru više ne mogu da preživljavaju ogromni slonovi.
So how did the climate change?
Kako se dakle klima promenila?
How long ago?
Pre koliko vremena?
How quickly?
Kako brzo?
Is it possible that meteors struck the planet?
Da li je moguće da je meteorit udario planetu?
Well, yes. Here are the giant impact craters right on top.
Evo velikih udarnih kratera na površini zemlje.
This is the giant Arizona crater.
Ovo je veliki krater u Arizoni.
You find giant craters in Siberia.
U Sibiru nalazite također kratere.
Much bigger than this one.
Mnogo veći nego što je ovaj.
All along the coast of Africa you find giant craters, impacts.
Duž cela obale Afrike nalazite kratere kao posljedice udara meteorita.
But nowhere else in the geological column do you find meteors.
Ali nigde u ostalim delovima geološkog stuba, znači u ostalim vremenskim periodima, nemate ostatke.
So the earth was struck.
Dakle, zemlja je bila pogođena ili pogađana.
And this must have caused a split in the continents.
To mora da je izazvalo razdvajanje kontinenta.
So the continent broke apart.
Dakle, kontinenti su se razdvojili, rascepili.
And you can see the puzzles that still fits very nicely.
A vidite, delići, slagalice još uvek se dobro uklapaju.
And there where the earth split, you had giant volcanoes.
A tu gde se zemlja tačno razdvajala, imate ogromne vulkane.
If you go to the ring of fire in the Pacific, it's a ring of volcanoes.
Imate ceo vatreni prsten Pacifika gdje su sve vulkan do vulkana.
80,000 volcanoes erupting at the same time.
80,000 vulkana koji eruptiraju u isto vrijeme.
Now it's interesting.
Zanimljivo je.
That one volcano.
Da jedan vulkan.
Mount St. Helens.
Planina Sveta Helena.
Put so much dust in the air.
Je proizveo toliko prašine koja je otišla u vazduh.
That the world temperature dropped by 1 degree centigrade.
Da se smanjila temperatura na celoj planeti za 1 Celzijusov stepen.
One volcano Krakatoa.
Jedan vulkan Krakatoa.
Which was much bigger than Mount St. Helens.
Koji je bio mnogo veći nego Sveta Helena.
Dropped the world temperature by 4 degrees centigrade.
Snizio je temperaturu za 4 stepena.
What do you think 80,000 volcanoes are going to do?
Šta mislite šta bi uradili 80,000 aktivnih vulkana?
And everywhere around the ring of fire you have huge evidence of very recent massive volcanism.
A svuda duž ovog vatrenog pojasa imate dokaze o vrlo skorim vulkanskim erupcijama.
With lots of volcanic blow tubes.
Sa mnogo ovih vulkanskih odžaka.
And if you look at the rate of erosion of the continental shelves today,
ako pogledate brzinu erozije kontinentalnih obala kontinenta danas,
the fact that the puzzle still fits so well tells me it cannot be too long ago.
A činjenica da se kontinenti i dalje uklapaju tako dobro kada biste ih spojili, govori mi nešto o vremenskom razmaku, znači o tome koliko dugo je mogla erozija delovati, a da se oni još uvek uklapaju.
Yeah, these are all the slides from Australia.
Ovo su sve slajdovi iz Australije.
So suddenly you have a shielding of the sun.
Dakle, imate odjednom zaklanjanje sunca, tako da sunčeva svjetlost ne može da prodre.
But relatively warm oceans, lots of evaporation.
A relativno tople okeane sa puno isparenja.
And you can get rapid growth of ice.
I tako da može brzo da nastaje led.
Now science wants to tell us that the ice age took 100,000 years.
Naučnici pokušavaju da nam kažu da su ledena doba trajala
100,000 years.
Stotinama hiljada godina.
And that there were three ice ages.
I da je bilo tri ledena doba.
Real evidence only exists for one.
A pravi dokazi postoje samo za jednu ledenu dobu.
And then studies here at Athabasca Glacier.
I na ovom glečeru Athabasca.
And many other glacial beds.
I na mnogim glečerskim ležištima.
Here the people are walking on the glacier, very dangerous thing to do.
Evo ovdje ljudi hodaju po glečeru, to je vrlo opasna stvar.
Because you could disappear into this river and you'd never be found again.
Jer možete nestati u ovoj reci da vas nikad više ne pronađu.
Here it shows where the glacier was in which year.
Ovdje pokazuju ovi kamenovi stubovi, šta već. Gdje su glečeri, gdje je glečer bio koje godine?
And now they find out, wow, it couldn't have been 100,000 years, the ice age.
I po tome vide, pa nije moglo baš da traje 100,000 godina ledeno doba.
But 600 years seems to account for everything.
Već 6,000 godina može sve da objasni.
So, in other words, just after the catastrophe, here you have the sudden freeze over.
Prosto, posle velike katastrofe, potopa, sve se odjednom zamrzlo.
And here's the evidence of the glaciers receding because you have these U-shaped glacial valleys.
A evo dokaze o silasku i prolasku glečera, jer imate ove kanjone ili udubljenja oblika U.
And here you have glacial meltdown.
A ovdje imate otopljene glečere,
glacial lakes,
glečerska jezera, glacijalna jezera.
And this here is dry falls.
A ove su, ova se i isušuju.
Now those are falls that were caused by catastrophic floods.
Imamo, izvinjam se, imamo suve vodopade, vodopade bez vode.
Obviously these glaciers must have blocked off huge inland lakes.
Znači mora da su oni glečeri nekad blokirali velika kopnena jezera.
And when the glaciers melted quicker than people thought,
i kad su se glečeri otopili brže nego što ljudi smatraju,
these lakes crashed through the glacial barrier and
ova jezera su provalila kroz glečersku barijeru i jednostavno napravila ovakve formacije.
Of course they would never have admitted that in the past.
Nikad ne bi priznali u prošlosti.
Because they can't. They have all these things happening in millions of years.
U prošlosti, jer potrebni su milioni godina evolucionistima.
But today they admit that catastrophic floods that swept over eastern Washington at the end of the last ice age caused them.
I oni kažu da se to desilo, taj kakav događaj, krajem poslednjeg ledenog doba.
Now, do you know these animals?
Jel znate ove životinje?
Where do you find them buried in ice today?
Gde ih danas nalazite zakopane u ledu?
In Siberia. Why are they there?
U Sibiru. Zašto su tamo?
In the north of Siberia.
Na severu Sibira.
There must have been lots of food even in the cold time.
Mora da je bilo mnogo hrane čak i u hladnim periodima.
So the ocean was warm.
Dakle, okean je ostao topao.
And along the coastline there was still lots of food.
Tako da je duž obala još uvek ostalo dosta hrane za njih.
The glacier went across Siberia's land mass.
Glečer je prošao kopnom Sibira.
And separated the elephant population into a northern and a southern population.
I razdvojio populaciju mamuta na južnu i severnu.
And the southern population today would be the Indian elephant.
Južna populacija danas bi bili indijski slonovi.
Now when the ice starts melting after the ice age,
kada je led počeo da se topi posle ovog ledenog doba,
that's when catastrophe strikes.
Tada je zapravo nastupila katastrofa za ove životinje.
Because ice, is it salt water or fresh water?
Da li je led slana ili slatka voda?
It's fresh water.
Slatka voda.
So when it melts and it flows in over the ocean, ice cold,
kada se topi i uliva se u okean,
it's less dense than seawater.
Ređa je nego morska voda.
So it lies on top.
Tako da leži na površini.
And at night it gets cold.
I preko noći kada postaje hladno.
And it freezes.
Mrzava se.
So overnight the animals were frozen in.
Tako da su prosto preko noći bile životinje tu zamrznute.
But this is supposed to have been some 40 million years ago.
Ali pretpostavlja zvanična nauka da se tako nešto desilo pre 40 miliona godina.
Of course you don't only find mastodons, you find all kinds of mammals buried in
ice. Ne nalazite tamo samo mamute, već razne vrste sisara zakopane.
Even burrowing animals and animals that live in much warmer climates.
Čak i neke vrste rovčica i drugih životinja koje žive u mnogo toplijoj klimi.
Now question, when according to science did man arise?
Kada se po tvrđenju nauke pojavio čovek?
When? About 3.5 maximum 4 million years ago.
3.5 maksimum 4 miliona godina unazad.
So the two should be separated by some 40 million years.
Tako da bi razmak između ovih mamuta i ljudi bio nekih 40 miliona godina.
But then they found mastodons with spears in them.
A onda su pronašli mamute sa kopljima zabodenim u njih.
Oops. And then you find drawings of mastodons in caves in France.
A također nalazite i crteže mamuta u pećinama u Francuskoj.
Oops, oops.
Jao.
So now you have to recalculate.
Sad moramo ponovo da razmislimo.
Well, obviously we don't want to take man back to 40 million.
A naravno ne želimo da čoveka vratimo 40 godina unazad.
So we bring the mastodon forward with 40 million.
Onda 40 miliona godina približimo.
You see how easy it is to change the date from 45 million to 5 million?
Vidite, to je tako lako u nauci promeniti datiranje vremena življenja nekih životinja za 40 miliona godina.
See, if you have lots of millions, you can throw them around like you want to.
Ako imate puno miliona, možete se igrati s njima i premeštate kako vam odgovara.
But then, of course, you can go and dig the mastodons out of the ice today.
A onda možete da odete i iskopavate ove mamute iz leda.
And they feed the meat to the dogs.
I hranite tim mesom pse.
And you can get a mastodon steak even today.
A možete čak i da naručite mamutsku šnicu danas.
So I have a question for you.
Pitanje za vas.
Do you think it's 5 million years old?
Da li mislite da je to staro 5 miliona godina?
Do you believe maybe 1 million year old for meat that you can still eat?
Ili milion godina za meso koje možete još uvek da jedete?
Well, if you do, you have more faith than me.
Ako verujete u to, imate više vere nego ja.
Because even in a freezer they tell you to throw your meat away after a year.
Jer čak i ako ga držite u zamrzivaču, kažu vam da je meso posle godinu dana loše za upotrebu.
So there is no way that this meat is millions of years old.
Tako da nema načina da je ovo meso staro milionima godina.
There they're digging one up.
Evo iskopavaju jednog.
There's an embryo completely intact.
Evo potpuno očuvanog embriona.
And that brings me now to the evolution of man.
A to me sada dovodi do evolucije čoveka.
Well, Time magazine likes to remind us how we began.
Časopis Time voli da nas podseća kako smo postali.
So a few years ago they had a Time cover which says how man began.
Imali smo naslov kako je nastao čovjek, kako je započeo čovjek.
And a few years later they had a Time magazine which says how man began.
A posle par godina opet su imali sličan glavni članak.
And in 2 years time they'll probably have one which says how man began.
A kroz par godina vjerovatno će imati jedan sličan kako je postao čovjek.
Just that you don't forget.
Čisto da ne zaboravite.
And please look at how he's drawn over here.
Pogledajte kako je ovdje nacrtan.
There he is, a skull.
Ovdje je lobanja.
And here he is full of cuts and bruises.
Ovdje je pun ožiljaka i modrica.
Why? Why is he full of cuts and bruises?
Zašto je pun tih ogrebotina, posekotina, ožiljaka?
Because it conveys an image of primitiveness.
Jer to nam daje sliku primitivizma.
Well, there's Darwin with a lot of cuts and bruises.
Evo Darwina sa sličnim pojavama.
And with neo-Darwinism bashing poor old Darwin, I think he looks something like that today.
Mislim da bi danas ovako izgledao nesrećni Darwin.
Let me tell you something about the evolution of man.
Da vam kažem nešto o evoluciji čovjeka.
There's nothing that irritates an evolutionist more.
Ne postoji ništa što više nervira evolucioniste.
Than to say that man evolved from the monkeys.
Nego reći da je čovjek evoluirao od majmuna.
I know, because I was an evolutionist.
Znam, jer sam bio evolucionist.
And they did not evolve from the monkeys. Every evolutionist knows that.
A čovjek nije evoluirao od majmuna. Svaki evolucionista to zna.
You must get your science straight.
Morate biti načisto s naukom.
Monkeys and man are end products of an evolutionary process.
I majmuni i čovjek su krajnji proizvodi evolucionog procesa.
They have a common ancestor.
Imaju zajedničkog pretka.
And there's the common ancestor.
A evo ovog zajedničkog pretka.
It's the tree shrew.
To je rovčica koja živi na drvetu.
Now of course this animal jumps from tree to tree.
Ova životinja skakuće s drveta na drvo.
But its eyes are on the side.
Ali ima oči sa strane.
So the theory goes that the eyes move to the front eventually.
Teorija kaže da su se oči napokon pomerile napred.
And that enables you to judge distance better.
I to vam pomaže da bolje procenite daljinu.
But it also enables the brain to get bigger.
A to ostavlja prostora da i mozak bude veći.
But of course this fellow down here jumps perfectly well and he never misses.
Ali i ovaj ovdje s očima sa strane, drugar vrlo dobro skače s drveta na drvo i nikad ne promašuje.
So what the selective advantage is, no one really knows.
Koja bi bila selektivna prednost, zaista, ne možemo kažemo.
And then the apes lived in the trees.
I tada su majmuni živjeli na drveću.
And at one stage the climate changed.
I kažu jednom se promijenila klima.
And everything became more savanna, grassland.
Više se, dakle, kompletan biljni pokrivač počeo više da liči na savanu.
So some of the apes came down from the trees.
Tako da su ova majmunolika bića sišla sa drveta.
And started occupying the savanna.
I počeli da zaposedaju savanu.
They gave up their bananas and their leaves.
Odustali su od jedenja banana i lišća.
They made themselves clubs.
Napravili su sebi motke.
Yeah, and started hunting gazelles. Katuf! And then they had something to eat.
Počeli da love gazele. To
complete change of diet.
Potpuna promjena ishrane.
That's the theory.
To je teorija.
Now why did they start walking upright?
A zašto su se uspravili, počeli da hodaju uspravno?
Now the grass was very high.
Pa trava je bila visoka.
It was difficult to see what was on the other side of the grass.
I bilo je teško videti tamo preko trave.
And so they started standing on their hind legs to look over.
Tako da su počeli da se propinju na zadnje noge i da gledaju preko trave.
And that's how the upright gait developed.
I tako se razvio uspravni hod.
Now of course, this is serious scientists saying this in public lectures.
Ovo govore ozbiljni naučnici na javnim predavanjima.
That of course is totally unscientific.
Ali to je potpuno nenaučno.
For the experts here, that's Lamarckism, that's not Darwinism.
Za one koji poznajete, za one od vas koji poznajete materiju, to je Lamarckizam, to nije Darwinizam.
Because that would be wishing to walk upright.
To bi bila želja da se ide uspravno.
But nevertheless, let's give them a break.
Ali da im damo malo odmora.
And the theory goes that man probably arose out of Africa.
Teorija dalje kaže da je čovjek vjerovatno potekao iz Afrike.
And then spread some 1.8 million years ago.
I onda se rasprostranilo čovečanstvo 1,8 miliona godina unazad.
But in the same textbook you'll find a counter argument.
Ali u istom udžbeniku pronaći ćete kontrargument tome,
which is called the multi-regional hypothesis.
Koji govori o multiregionalnoj hipotezi.
Because it's hard to explain how he appears suddenly just about everywhere.
Jer je teško objasniti kako se odjednom pojavljuju svuda ostaci ljudski.
Nevertheless, the out of Africa theory is the one that's favorite at the moment.
Ali uprkos svemu, još uvijek je najomiljenija afrička teorija.
Now let me remind you of something.
Da vas podsjetim nečega.
Man did not evolve from apes.
Čovjek nije evoluirao od majmuna.
There was a common ancestor.
Postojao je zajednički predak.
And the apes are end products of the evolutionary process.
A majmuni su krajnji proizvod evolucionog procesa.
Plus all the fossils of apes that have been found as well.
Kao i svi fosili majmuna koji su bili pronađeni.
So man and all fossils and apes that have been found were contemporaneous, lived at the same time.
Čovjek i svi pronađeni fosili bili savremenici, živjeli su u isto vrijeme.
It's very important that you know that.
Vrlo je važno da to znate.
So the family trees which we see like this one.
Dakle, evolucionno drvo koje vidimo ovdje.
Like I said yesterday.
Kao što sam rekao juče.
According to Gould, are based on inference, not the evidence of the fossils.
Po Stevenu Gouldu zasnovani su na imaginaciji, na produktu, to je proizvod ljudskog mozga, a ne na naučnim činjenicama.
So what we have is a morphological sequence.
Ono što imamo je morfološka sekvenca.
Not a paleontological sequence.
Ne paleontološka sekvenca.
You don't find them one after the other like this.
Ne nalazite ih jedan nad drugim u slojevima.
You find them at the same time and then you put the puzzle together like you think it should be.
Nalazite ih u slojevima iz istog doba i onda ih slažete kako bi vama bilo logično da oni morfološki su progradirali.
So, all of these lived at the same time.
Tako da su svi ovi živjeli u isto vrijeme.
And of course the ancestors and prehistoric man or whatever all lived at the same time as well.
A preci i praistorijski ljudi su svi zajedno živjeli sa ovim.
Now if you are a primate and you have a long snoot like this one.
E sad ako ste primat, imate dugačku njušku kao ovaj.
You must be primitive, right?
Mora da ste primitivna forma.
What is primitive?
Šta je primitivno?
Something that doesn't look like us.
Nešto što ne liči na nas.
If you look like that, well, your snoot is sort of in between.
Ako izgledate ovako, pa vam je njuška nešto između.
And when you look like this, you look more like us, so this must be more advanced.
Ako izgledate više ovako spljošteno, onda više ličite na čovjeka, pa mora da su nam ovi bliži.
And when you look like this, you must be almost a philosopher.
Ako izgledate ovako, bili ste već blizu filozofa.
But of course they all live at the same time, so why should the one be more primitive than the other, right?
A svi su živjeli u isto vrijeme, pa zašto bi onda jedan bio primitivniji od drugog?
Unless it comes out of the mind.
Ukoliko to ne potiče iz našeg uma.
So, when you look at the fossils,
ako pogledate fosile,
you find two groups of fossils.
Nalazite dve grupe.
You find the ape-like fossils.
Nalazite majmunolike.
And you find the human-like fossils.
I čovekolike fosile.
But they lived at the same time.
Ali su živeli u isto vreme.
So I can use the bones to make a sequence.
Tako da mogu koristiti te kosti da stvorim sekvencu.
So just like my scientists use the dog skulls.
Kao što su oni naučnici koje sam sinoć spomenuo koristili lobanje pasa.
Arranged all the dogs that live today from small to large.
I onda su poređali sve pse koji danas žive od malih do velikih.
So I use all these skulls of all of them living at the same time.
I koristim isto sve te lobanje organizama koji su živjeli u isto vrijeme.
To try and make a picture of how man evolved.
Da koristim da napravim sliku kako je evoluirao čovjek, da napravim sekvencu kako je čovjek.
But there is no sequential evidence that the one developed out of the other. Doesn't
exist. Ali nema nikakvih dokaza da se to dešavalo u sekvencama jedno za drugim.
Okay, so our ancestor must have looked something like this.
Naš predak mora da izgledao ovako nekako.
There they've caught one of the gazelles with one of their clubs.
Dakle, uhvatili su gazelu pomoću motke.
They didn't like bananas anymore, they preferred that.
Nisu više volili da jedu banane, više im se sad sviđalo ovo.
And slowly they started becoming upright.
Zatim su polako počeli da se ispravljaju.
And then they started wearing clothes.
Pa da nose odelo.
And Leakey tells us that his sequence looks something like this.
A Leakey kaže da je njegova sekvenca, kako on zamišlja evoluciju čovjeka, izgleda ovako.
By the way, did they all live at the same time, yes or no?
Uzgred, da li su svi ovi živjeli u isto vrijeme, da ili ne?
Yes, okay, you've got that now, good. So he starts with Australopithecus.
On počinje sa Australopithecusom.
Pithecus means ape.
Pithecus znači majmun.
And then he goes through various alterations of that, like Java man and Peking man and Neanderthal man.
Razne alteracije kao javanski čovjek, pekinški čovjek, neandertalac.
Until we get to Cro-Magnon, which is modern man.
Dok ne dođemo do Cro-Magnonca koji je savremeni čovjek.
But some of them are 100% ape and some of them are 100% man.
Ali neke od ovih nalaza su 100% majmuni, drugi su 100% ljudi.
But their features are depicted in a progression.
Ali njihove karakteristike su predstavljene progresivno.
And Leakey says they came here out of Africa.
A Leakey kaže dok smo ovdje iz Afrike.
Leakey says man came out of Africa.
Okay, Leakey zastupa ovu tvrdnju da je čovjek potekao iz Afrike.
And by the way, these are reconstructions of the same fossil by three different scientists.
Uzgred, ovo je rekonstrukcija istog fosila od strane tri različite naučnika.
This is something primitive. This looks like a gorilla and this again like a philosopher.
Je da ovaj gore je primitivan, ovaj izgleda kao gorila, a treći kao filozof.
And all the skulls are either 100% ape like all of these.
A sve lobanje su ili 100% majmunske kao ove.
Or 100% human like these.
Ili 100% ljudske kao ove.
So it's very hard to find something in between.
Zaista je teško pronaći nešto što je između.
But of course they must find something in between.
Ali moraju pronaći nešto što je između.
And so they have their favorite in betweens.
I onda su pronalazili svoje omiljene međuvrste.
This is Olduvai Gorge.
Ovo je kanjon
Olduvai in,
koji se ovako zove,
in Africa.
U Africi.
And that is one of Leakey's famous Australopithecines.
I u ovoj klisuri je jedan od Leakeyevih omiljenih Australopithecusa pronađen.
That's the most famous, skull 1470.
Ovo je lobanja 1417, najpoznatija.
That's its number in the Kenya Museum.
Pod tim brojem je vode u muzeju.
And he says they walked upright.
I Leakey kaže oni su hodali uspravno.
Everything you have there is ape.
A sve što tu vidite je majmunsko.
Now why does he say they walked upright?
A zašto kaže da su hodali uspravno?
Well, you see, because in Olduvai they find footprints.
Jer tu u dolini Olduvai nalaze otiske stopala.
So they must have walked upright, he says.
Fosilne, naravno, tako da mora da su oni hodili na dve noge uspravno.
So that's the evidence. The skull is 100% ape.
I to je dokaz. Znači, lobanja je 100% majmunska.
No complete skeleton has ever been found.
Nije nikad pronađen kompletan skelet.
And everything that ever has been found has been ape.
I sve, a sve što je pronađeno bilo je majmunsko.
But there are footprints, so it walked upright.
Ali postoji otisci stopala, pa mora da je baš taj hodao uspravno.
Now they compare the footprints to footprints made by humans in South America.
I sad su upoređivali ove otiske stopala fosilne sa otiscima, ljudskim otiscima koji su pronađeni u Južnoj Americi.
Human tribes that walk barefoot.
I to onih plemena koji hodaju bosi.
And they are identical.
Identični su.
They are just like human footprints.
Baš kao I ljudski otisci stopala.
And by the way, in Olduvai Gorge bed number one,
I uzgred u Olduvai tom zaravni kanjonu,
in Olduvai Gorge where he digs them out,
tamo gde su dakle pronašli
in the lowest bed,
fosile,
in the lower.
Yeah.
U nižim slojevima u ležištu.
He finds human huts.
Našli su ljudske šešire.
Human huts, houses.
Izvinite, kolibe.
So in other words, the humans were already there.
Dakle, ljudi su već bili tamo.
Who made the footprints?
Ko je onda ostavio ove otiske stopala?
The ape man.
Da li je majmunoliki čovjek?
Both were there.
Majmun ili čovjek? Obojica su bili tamo.
There's no evidence that it was the ape.
Nema dokaza da je to bio taj majmun.
Well, Johansson says he can get closer than that.
Johansson tvrdi da on može da dođe bliže istini.
There's his famous fossil.
Evo njegovog omiljenog fosila.
What's her name?
Kako se on zove?
Lucy.
To je Lucy.
Now Lucy was very small.
Lucy je bila vrlo mala.
And the museum in London will show how she walked upright.
U muzeju u Londonu pokazat će vam kako je ona išla uspravno.
And that's the fossil that has been found.
A ovo je fosil koji je pronađen.
Now, it's the most complete Australopithecine found.
Ali ovo je najkompletniji nalaz Australopithecusa.
And the head is 100% ape.
A glava je 100% majmunska.
The arm to leg ratio.
Odnos dužine ruku i nogu.
Liki says is halfway between man and ape.
Je po Likiju negde između čovjeka i majmuna.
In the human the arm is 75% the length of the leg.
Kod ljudi ruka je 75% dužine noge.
In the monkeys it's the same length as the leg.
A kod majmuna ruka je dugačka koliko i noga.
Liki says it's halfway between that.
Liki kaže, ovaj fosil je negde između.
He says it's 87.4% the length.
87,4% dužine noge je dužina ruke.
That's interesting with a piece of bone missing there.
To je stvarno zanimljivo ustvrditi kada vidite da tu fali komad kosti.
Bone missing there.
I ovde.
Bone missing there.
I ovde.
Bone missing there.
I ovde.
No bones over there.
Nema kostiju ni
tu. How do they calculate that?
Pa kako je onda izračunao te dužine?
He says, well, it walked upright.
Ali on kaže, hodao je uspravno.
Because of the hip.
Zbog kuka.
Unfortunately not with that hip.
Ali nažalost to nije mogao sa ovim kukom.
With this hip it will walk like an ape.
Sa ovim kukom on je morao hodati kao majmun.
So Johansson says the hip is twisted.
Johansson kaže, pa kuk je iskrivljen.
But he hasn't got another hip to compare it with.
Ali nema drugi kuk da ga uporedi.
So if it's like that, then it walked like an ape.
Ako je ovako, po ovom nalazu, onda je morao hodati kao majmun.
But he's convinced it was twisted.
Ali naučnik je ubeđen da je kuk iskrivljen.
Why?
Zašto?
Because of the knee.
Zbog kolena.
Now the knee is the only thing in the whole fossil that is human.
Koleno je u celom fosilu jedina ljudska karakteristika.
So he says with a human knee it must have had a different kind of hip and it must have walked upright.
Sa ljudskim kolenom morao imati drugu vrstu kuka nego ovo što je pronađen i morao je hodati uspravno.
But do they ever tell you that they never found the knee with Lucy?
Ali da li su vam ikad rekli da nisu pronašli koleno zajedno sa ovim fosilom Lucy?
Doesn't belong to the same fossil. They found it in totally different beds.
Ne, uopšte ne pripada istom fosilu. Pa to koleno je pronađeno u sasvim drugom ležištu.
And were humans already there?
A da li su ljudi već bili tamo?
Yes.
Da.
So there's a human knee that never belonged to Lucy, but everything else is ape.
Dakle, to je ljudsko koleno koje nikad nije pripadalo Lucy, a sve ostalo je majmunsko.
There are serious scientists that say that's nothing but a chimp, a pygmy chimp.
Ima naučnika koji kažu da ovo nije ništa drugo nego pigmejski šimpanze.
I'm almost finished. What about Neanderthal?
A šta da kažemo o Neandertalcu?
Looks like this.
Ovako je išao.
But in fact his brain was 100 cc's larger than yours.
Ali njegov mozak je bio 100 kubnih santimetara veći nego vaš.
And he had arthritis.
I imao je artritis.
And that is why it was an old man that walked like this.
I stoga to je bio stari čovjek koji ovako hodao.
There's no evidence that Neanderthal was anything but human.
Nema dokaza da je Neandertalac bio išta drugo nego čovjek.
Now, if you were a Darwinist and you saw an Australian or aborigine,
da ste darvinista i da ste vidjeli aboridžina koji živi u Australiji,
what would you believe?
Šta biste vjerovali?
That is primitive.
Da je on primitivan.
In fact, as late as 1940,
zapravo 1940.
You could get a license to hunt them.
Mogli ste dobiti dozvolu da ih lovite.
And today, there are professors at universities.
Oni su univerzitetski profesori.
You see, Darwinism made the discrimination.
Vidite, darvinizam je uveo diskriminaciju.
Now, how long does it take for something to fossilize?
Koliko vremena treba da se nešto fosilizuje?
Here's a hat.
Evo šešira.
It belonged to a miner.
Pripada jednom rudaru.
And it's solid stone.
A sada je čvrst kamen.
He left it in a mine and 30 years later it was solid stone.
Ostavio ga je u rudniku i posle 30 godina to je bio kamen.
We find some interesting fossils like these humans in tar pits.
Nalazimo zaista zanimljive fosile kao što su ovi ljudski ostaci u već spomenutim onim.
But they're never primitive. Never
primitive. Oni nisu primitivni.
We find them to buried with gold.
Nalazimo ih zakopane sa zlatom.
And the Iceman?
A ledeni čovjek?
That was found in the Alps.
Koji je pronađen u Alpima.
Oh, at last we've got something primitive. I said, at last we found something primitive.
Napokon smo pronašli nešto primitivno.
But then you hear nothing more because he was so ordinary.
Ali on je bio tako običan.
In fact, he had the scars of an operation, surgery.
Zapravo imao je ožiljke od operacije.
And the mummies that we find tell us nothing other than that we've always just been human.
A mumije koje pronalazimo ne govore nam ništa drugo nego da je naša vrsta uvek bila ljudska vrsta.
Now how do they reconstruct all these strange things that we see?
A kako naučnici rekonstruišu sve ove neobične stvari koje vidimo?
They say they use forensic science.
Oni kažu da koriste forenzičnu nauku. Zapravo, znači ono što se koristi u sudskoj medicini post.
But in forensic science,
ali znači u sudskoj medicinskoj nauci,
you have the whole skull, the whole skeleton.
Imamo cele kosture.
Here, sometimes you just have one tooth.
Znači, kada se to danas radi za sudsku medicinu, imamo cele kosture sa lobanjama, a kod ovih fosila nalazimo samo zub, recimo.
Or a little bone splinter.
Ili neku malu kost lobanje.
Can you use forensic science to reconstruct the whole skull?
Možete li na to primeniti sudsko-medicinske postupke?
In the case of Nebraska man,
u slučaju čovjeka iz Nebraske,
where they had one tooth,
gdje su imali jedan zub samo,
and reconstructed the whole man,
a rekonstruisali su celog čovjeka,
complete with his club and his pot and everything,
zajedno sa oruđem koje je nosio,
they found the rest of the fossil and it turned out to be a pig.
Pronašli su posle ostatak fosila i ispostavilo se da je to bila svinja.
Well, let's have a look how they reconstruct. This is Scientific American.
Ovo je časopis Scientific American i da vidimo kako oni to rekonstruišu.
So you find a piece of bone.
Nađete komad kosti.
And then you start reconstructing the skull.
I počnete da rekonstruišete lobanju.
Then you put meat on it.
Dodate zatim meso.
All from one tooth or a little piece of bone.
A to sve na osnovu jednog zuba ili komada kosti lobanje.
Then you put the skin on it.
Zatim dodate i kožu.
And then you put the hair on it.
Pa kosu.
And that's from one tooth.
A sve to od jednog zuba.
Or a little piece of jaw.
Ili recimo malog dela vilice.
Now is this unfair science?
Da li je ovo nefer nauka?
I will protect the scientists tonight. No, it's not unfair science.
Ja bih da večeras da zaštitim naučnike. Nije to baš toliko nefer.
Because this is how they think.
Jer sve to potiče iz uma.
You had to start primitive and evolve to where we are now.
Teorija zahteva da počnete od primitivnog i dođete do onoga što vidimo danas.
So you had to have looked like that in the past.
Morao je izgledati tako u prošlosti.
I don't think this one is very good at mathematics.
Ne vjerujem da bi ova individua bila baš dobra u matematici.
It looks kind of stupid to me.
Malo priglupo deluje.
But that's what they believe.
Ali to je ono što veruju naučnici.
And of course he was disproportionate and quite ugly.
I bio je neproporcionalni, onako ružnjikav.
But the Bible says,
ali Biblija kaže,
that he was perfect in the image of God.
Da je čovjek stvoren savršen po liku Božjem.
If I was Adam,
da sam ja bio Adam,
and that was Eve,
a ovo je Eva,
there would be no offspring because I would still be running.
Ne bi još bilo potomaka jer bih ja još uvek bežao.
But the fact of the matter is, the fact of the matter is,
ali zapravo stvar stoji ovako.
That on all this evidence that we have seen tonight,
najstariji dokazi koje smo vidjeli večeras,
we have fantastic theory. We have a fantastic theory.
Imamo fantastičnu teoriju na osnovu njih.
And as the evidence come in, we lose or gain millions of years.
I kako se dokazi prikupljaju, mi dodajemo ili oduzimamo milione godina.
Are not a shred of evidence.
A nema ni traga dokaza.
And every now and then you read, haha, more found in Africa.
I onda čitamo još pronalazaka u Africi.
Ho hum, it's always just an australopithecine.
Ali uvek su ti pronalasci samo australopitekusi.
Second Peter chapter 3 says,
druga poslanica Petrova, druga glava kaže,
knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is this promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation.
Evo, pronašli smo u Bibliji. I ovo znajte najpre, da će u posljednje dane doći rugači koji će živjeti po svojim željama i govoriti, gdje je obećanje dolaska njegova? Jer od kako oci pomreše, sve stoji tako od početka stvorenja. Jer navalice neće da znadu da su nebesa bila od prije i zemlja iz vode i usred vode Božjom reči.
Oh. Okay. So the first part there says everything is like it was in the beginning. That's the
prvi
law of uniformitarianism.
Kaže, sve je kao što je bilo od početka. To je zakon uniformnosti.
And then it says, for this they willingly are ignorant of.
I ovo i kaže znači da navalice neće da znadu.
That by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of water and in water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished.
Da su nebesa bila od prije i zemlja iz vode i usred vode Božjom rečju. Zato tadašnji svet bi vodom potopljen i pogibe.
In other words, they will deny a universal flood.
Drugim rečima, poricali su universalni potop.
There is no scientist that does not deny the universal flood. He has to deny it.
Nema naučnika koji ne negira univerzalni potop, jer on prosto mora da ga negira.
For without it there is no evolutionary continuity.
Jer u protivnom, ako je bio potop, nema evolutivnog kontinuiteta.
And then it says,
a zatim kaže,
but the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men.
Zato tadašnji svet bi vodom potopljen i pogibe, to smo pročitali, a sadašnja nebesa i zemlja tom istom reči zadržana su, te se čuvaju za dan strašnoga suda i pogibli bezakonijih ljudi.
So the Bible clearly says there was a universal flood.
Biblija kaže da je bilo bio univerzalni potop, sveopšti
potop. And that
it
was a judgment and that man and beasts were destroyed.
Da je to bio sud i da su ljudi tada bili uništeni.
Science says there was no universal flood.
Naučnici kažu nije bilo sveopšteg potopa.
So there was no judgment.
Dakle nije bilo ni suda.
By implication we didn't start perfect and go downwards.
Iz toga zaključujemo da nismo nastali, započeli kao savršeni, a onda degradirali.
We started imperfect and we are going upwards.
Već smo postali kao nesavršeni i uzdižemo se, napredujemo.
So the one excludes and the other one includes God.
Dakle, jedno uključuje, a drugo isključuje Boga.
If you remember one thing tonight,
ako zapamtite samo jednu stvar večeras,
and that is that the chalk layer is universal.
A to je da je sloj krede prekriva sve kontinente, znači,
then you must admit that the waters covered the whole earth.
Onda morate priznati da je voda prekrivala celu zemlju.
And then the rest of the story becomes far more credible.
A ostatak priče onda postaje prilično neverovatan, evolucione priče.
But I realize, of course, there are many problems.
Ali ima mnogo problema.
Surely the story of the ark must be silly.
Svakako mora da je šašava ona priča sa Noevom barkom.
For how would you get all the animals onto an ark?
Jer kako u Noevu barku ukrcati sve životinje?
And then why do we have so much variety today?
I zašto imamo toliko varijanti živog sveta danas, toliko varijabilnost
živog sveta? And all these hundreds of thousands of species?
I stotine hiljada vrsta.
How do you explain that?
Kako objašnjavate to?
And these are questions which are hard to answer.
A to su sve pitanja na koje je teško odgovoriti.
But if you dare to come tomorrow night,
ali ako se usudite da dođete sutra uveče,
we'll have some fun together. See you tomorrow.
Imat ćemo ponovo zabavnu temu. Vidimo se.